ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Arnold Reznikoff. Please stand.
I was actually given permission to end with an introduction and a prayer. It'll be a very short introduction, but I want to say that from my year in the rivers of Vietnam so many years ago, I was touched by the courage and sacrifice of so many others and by their pain and sadness too. And from my work with the wall and with the Memorial Fund under Jan Scruggs' leadership, I have been touched by the memories of others, but also by the very idea of memory. The conviction that we are wrong if we ever try to tell others or ourselves that we must somehow forget the past and move on. We cannot forget the past, but with help from each other, with courage, with wisdom, and with faith, we may understand how to remember, how to use past memories and lessons so that history does not become a trap or a prison, but rather a springboard and a foundation for a better future. And therefore, as we end this ceremony today, I am honored to offer the same closing prayer that I offered 20 years ago, Veterans Day 1982, when this wall helped us begin the process of remembering, and therefore the process of healing, our hearts, our lives, and our nation. And so, let us pray. Almighty God, some 2,500 years ago, the prophet Jeremiah cried out with words filled with pain and anguish, words of despair, words which might have come out of the mouths of our Vietnam veterans struggling to reclaim their lives until this wall. Why have we been smitten, he asked, and then for us there was no healing. We looked for peace, but could find no good. We looked for a time of healing, and behold, we found terror. O Lord our God and God of generations past, help us, we pray. Make this the beginning of the time of healing that we all seek. Help us ease the terror and the pain of all who suffered because of war, and help them and help us find the way to peace. God, let this monument and this ceremony forever remind us that we will come together to mourn our dead. We will come together to reach out to our wounded. We will come together to remember and honor our brave. Only then may we have the vision to dream our dreams again. Only then may we have the faith to pray our prayers again. Only then may we have the courage to march together again, to stand together again, and together to make this the kind of country and the kind of world for which we pray. Today, as we honor our veterans and their families, we honor all men and women in uniform today and tomorrow and their families too. But most of all, we pray that always we honor our nation, our values, our freedoms, and our dreams. And may we say, Amen.